Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show. We're there and in the studio. I've got Evelyn Coulson. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
So what do people call you? Evelyn, Evie, or all manner of things?
Evelyn and Ev. Ev is a common one.
Okay, Ev's a common one. Okay. Now, we've got you here to have a chat because later on today there's hula hoop classes and a circus jam at the Old School Arts Centre. And I noticed the hula hoop classes turn up a little while ago and I thought, oh, yeah, that's cool for Raglan to have a hula hoop class. Now yep. There's a circus jam and you're the person behind this.
Yeah, I am. So I host hula hoop classes at the Raglan Old School Arts Centre in the Whare Tapari room,
yeah.
The upstairs room at 5 p.m. and then a circus jam. So straight after at 6 p.m. for any circus enthusiasts who are in town.
And how do you, the hula hoop, you give everyone a hula hoop and play some music and away you go?
It's actually a bit more structured than that. So I bring all the hula hoops and so yeah, you don't have to bring a hula hoop. But if you have your own, that's great. And it's a structured class. We start off with on-body hooping, so, you know, on your waist or on your knees, on your chest, All of those kind of drills. And then we do a bunch of off-body hooping and, yeah, absolutely have music playing.
How does it get off, like, off-body? Where does it go?
Off-body, like, on your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Or any other tricks. So, I don't know, if you've seen people at festivals, all of them do, like, off... Well, it's cool that you're off-body, so just anything that's not...
Off your torso.
On your torso or knees.
And do you must be very skilled in this. Can you make it fly away from yourself and come back? Things like that?
Almost. I mean, I can do five hula hoops on my body. So that's like two on my hand, one on my chest, one on my waist, and one on my knees. That's like multi-hooping. It's called hoop splits. You can split multiple hoops on your body. And so I'm pretty proud of that one. Like, as someone who's watching, you might not know, but it actually takes years and years to be able to do that.
Because you're coordinating different movements. Is this like the pat your stomach or circle on your stomach, pat your head kind of thing? Is it
a bit like that? You have to really isolate all different parts of your body. And so it's sort of like, you know, like belly dancers, how they can isolate different parts of their body and undulate their body. It's sort of like that. So like, for example, when I learned waist to knees, like when you hoop on your knees, it goes around your knees really, really fast, but on your waist it's really slow. To do like a hoop on my knee and my waist probably took a year of just training that skill in particular. So that one was like, drove me mad.
Was this a year off and on, or was this quite serious?
It was quite serious. Yeah. There's videos, I think I might have them on Instagram somewhere, of just me going like throwing the hoops. That's when it's like I throw the hoops and then they don't come back because they land on the ground in frustration.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's and you can do five.
Yeah. That's what I'm working on. Trying to work on now the sixth one, to have one on my rib and then one on my waist.
Rib, waist, knees.
Rib, waist, knees, chest, and then two on the hand.
Okay. I think I'm counting six.
Yeah, that would be the next one.
Oh, that's all right. That's the next level.
Yeah, yeah. So at the moment, five. Just knee, waist, chest, two on the hand.
Are there people look to you who are role models who've done more than that, that you're kind of like, that's your aim to get there?
Yeah, there's some amazing hula hoopers in New Zealand. So I'm actually, next week I'm going to Wellington and I'm going to get a hula hoop lesson off someone who's very good at hoop splits. And then after her, it's kind of like up off to Australia is like sort of the next level of, I don't know what, nine is the most I think I've heard of on body.
Like, okay, yeah. And for you've got a class, you might have regulars. Are you got some up and coming hula hoopers who are doing really well at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. It's been really cool to see some people come in and like really develop their skills, and I'm excited for their journey because it's really nice to see people try something and they just get better at it. And I have some, there's another hula hooper in town, Naomi Pitcher.
Yeah.
And she covered my class last week when I was away. So we've actually got a bit of a crew.
Oh, wow.
Of hula hoopers.
Well, that's good. I didn't feel like Raglan was complete until we had some hula hoopers. I didn't realise that. But when I saw the class, I was like, yep, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So do you know why you're so interested? Would you describe yourself as being obsessed with hula hoops?
Definitely, yeah. I I started circus as a general thing like over 10 years ago, and probably started hula hoop maybe like 9 years ago. And as a person who performs circus, hula hoop has been the best thing to add to my skill set, because it's transportable, it's fun, it's easy. It's sort of like riding a bike. Like, once you unlock a skill,
yeah,
it kind of doesn't go away, whereas there's a lot of other circus skills that I do, like aerials or like partner acrobatics, that you kind of have to keep working at, otherwise you sort of lose it, and you lose strength. But
yeah,
I love hula hoop for that reason, is that as soon as you've kind of got a skill, it just starts.
It's there. So have you done partner acrobatics?
Yeah. Yep, I'm going to train that after this interview.
Okay. Yeah. Where do you train?
So there's an awesome circus space right here in Raglan, Freedom to Fly, just up the road.
Oh, yeah. Bow okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, at St. Peter's Church Hall. Yeah. Okay. And I know that space is quite tall for Raglan, but it doesn't feel like there's that much height in there to...
Yeah, I think from sight it looks like 5.5 meters high. In the middle point, I'm not sure if that's the exact number, but that's pretty good.
It's enough.
Like, you know, definitely it'd be nicer to have like 6 or 7 or even more meters of height for like silks.
Yeah.
But I think it's awesome that there is a space at all in Raglan. Mm. So it's pretty lucky.
So what was the thing that hooked you into this?
Good question.
How old were you at the time?
At the time, I was 20, so this was over 10 years ago now. Like, I was studying at university, and I had done gymnastics as a kid, and I wanted to find something like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'd gone through, like, the teenage thing of, like, I'm going to quit everything and I'm going to do nothing, and then consequently become very sad and depressed.
Yeah.
And then I found some adult circus classes that were linked to the gymnastics space somehow. This was in Wellington. And then I found circus, and I fell in love with it. I started silks first. I did more of that aerial arts first. And then I thought, oh, I'll do something on the ground. Hula hoop looks kind of easy. It wasn't easy at all. Kind of like hurt my ego at first. But it was awesome. And I've just done that since. And
So what sort of things do you do? Like, obviously hula hoop, and we've talked about acrobatics.
Yeah.
Are there other circusy things that you do?
I'm a bit of a generalist. I do hula hoop, I do partner acrobatics, I do aerial hoop, and I can do silks as well. And chair balancing. I've just started doing a bit of chair balancing.
The chairs on you? Are you on the chairs?
I'm on the chair, like handstands, like doing handstands on anything.
Okay.
Yeah, so quite into my handstands. And I'm not very good at juggling. I can juggle 3 balls, but there's much more skill before.
Yeah, that sounds like, I think even I can juggle 3 balls for sure.
Yeah, not that impressive. I'm trying, but it's definitely not my strength. But yeah, those are
okay.
The other things.
Is clowning a thing, or is that a different thing?
Oh, yeah, no, it does fit into the circus. I mean,
we
realm.
See clowns at circuses, but is that sounds kind of different to everything else.
It's still in the circus realm, and it is something that I have dabbled in it a little bit. Like, I've done a clown hula hooping act before. But clowning, as sort of like in the circus world, I feel like it's renowned as being as the hardest art form, because it's just, you just have to really tap into your own emotions elicit emotions out of other people. And you have to really, read the room. And I think to be a good clown is very, very challenging. There's lots of not so good clowns.
I guess it's easy in some ways to do acrobatics and wow the crowd.
Yeah.
And you've got their attention. But yeah, the crowd, the clown is playing the crowd in a way.
I think I'm in great admiration of clowns, because like I use a prop, and you know, you to some extent you can like hide behind your prop or your skill and but with clowning, I don't feel like you can hide at all. Like, you have to engage with that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe your joke lands flat, or maybe maybe you're not funny to this audience.
It's a different sense of jeopardy.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah. I know that in a room of people that not everyone can do hula hoop as well as I can. So, you know, I have that.
Have you made a career out of this?
Yes.
You got a day job?
I do have a day job, actually. Yeah. I was living in Auckland for 3 years and I didn't have a day job there. I was just doing circus, so just teaching that and performing.
Oh, teaching and performing. Okay.
Yeah, teaching and performing, so it's usually sort of a combo.
I know we've got Circus Aotearoa is based here in our area.
Totally.
And I know over through COVID it was a bit of a write-off for them, talking to Daniel. I guess teaching is a major component of income for this sort of
thing. Yeah, I don't know too many people apart from Damo and Irene from Circus Aotearoa who've managed to make a performing career out of circus. Like, it usually is in combination of teaching and performing.
Yeah.
And then since moving to Raglan, I have had to get a day job.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's now that things are opening up, you know, things have opened up again since COVID, hopefully getting on some more tours for next year and summer's coming up.
Aside from Circus Aotearoa, what else can circus performers do? Like, is there festivals and things that you guys go to do things?
So I think like a lot of music festivals are starting to incorporate more of circus performers in their lineup or as a sort of entertainment. So if anyone's going to like Splore or Om, those type of festivals are up in sort of the Auckland area. There's lots of circus in those.
Yeah.
And I just noticed more and more circus start to pop into other little festivals. There's Luminate in Nelson that has circus. And then, there are some circus festivals. So I've just been to one in Dunedin called Circulation. And there's one in January called Northland Circus Festival. And that's sort of mid-January.
Right. There's quite a lot, actually. Way more than I was expecting. And I'm kind of curious. Was this the career that your parents had in mind for you when you were growing up?
Absolutely not. No, I think my dad likes physics, and he imagined me doing physics.
Oh, this is really different.
Very different. I mean, I initially did do a Bachelor of Science, not in physics, in psychology, which was the most science-y I ventured into, which is pretty soft science. Yes, my parents, they don't not approve, they just they don't understand or they're
how
not,
did, how did this happen? How did this happen?
Back
through your childhood saying, what did we do that encouraged this?
That led to this. They often ask lots of questions like, so how do you earn money? It's a good question.
That's what the day job's for, mum and dad.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah.
Oh, no, well, that's the thing with kids. You don't really know what they're going to do when they grow up. And even you don't know what they're going to do day to day when they're young either, to be honest.
No.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and I think I didn't expect it either. I think my parents' upbringing with me made me think that something like this wouldn't have been possible. Like, I went in and I worked in government when I was in Wellington. Had government job. And I was like, no, you can't do art. That's just not sustainable. You know, it was really out of my mind as something that you could do. But I guess you do end up being around people who are living that life when you're training in that same place. And you go, oh, well, maybe it is possible. Pretty long and challenging journey to get to a sustainable lifestyle in circus. But
Do you have siblings?
I do. I have one younger brother, he works at Deloitte.
Right.
So he did a finance degree.
Right. Okay. That was much more down the middle as far as the family was concerned. Oh, it's always interesting that the family's reaction to things I can imagine him at the Christmas party. People or work people talking. So what does your sister do? Oh, she's in the circus.
I think in my brother's mind, I'm the one who's like.
We've run away to the circus.
You run away to the circus and I'm a bit, you know, less organized. I don't know, not less organized, just like less sensible. But I feel in the circus world, I feel like the most sensible.
Oh, look, there's lots of people in their 50s which is where I am, who did the sensible thing and when they were young and got to their 50s and what was that all about? Was that the right thing to do? So Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is Raglan. We embrace all that kind of doing it differently anyway. Raglan's here,
awesome for that.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
You don't have
You don't have to feel like a sense of trepidation about explaining what you do if what you do is strange.
Yeah.
Or unusual, no, totally. Unexpected. Yeah.
People are like, oh, that sounds great. I'm like, this place is awesome.
So, folks, we're talking to Evelyn, who's doing the hula hoop classes and circus jam. And we haven't actually talked about what happens in the circus jam. So the hula hoop's 5 o'clock tonight and the circus 6 o'clock at the old school. So what do you do in the circus jam?
So the circus jam is an unstructured sort of hour and a half to 2 hours of playtime.
I've just visualized. No, don't. You continue. We'll not go with what I've just visualized.
So bring your props. So if you've got juggling balls or hula hoops, or if you like just doing handstands in the corner on your own, like it's just a place for people who like circus or any, we call it object manipulation, any objects that you can move and around your body or juggle. And it's just a space for everyone to share ideas and have fun together.
And you can sort of help people or tutor them a bit? Or if they say, I want to try and do this, you can help them get there?
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone's quite happy to share. It's a really nice environment. So I can go like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, can you teach me that? Yeah. And then that person will share. And it's the same goes. Everyone kind of shares things. So I don't feel like it really matters what level you're at because it's just a sharing environment.
Okay. And if you turn up and you're a bit shy, you can stand in the corner for a while and see what's happening. And
yeah, totally. Yeah. It's a pretty nice environment. And like, I have lots of hula hoops and other people bring their props. So it's sort of a bit of like you can try other people's props if you ask them nicely.
Okay. And is there an age and a lower age limit or recommendations? Need to be fit?
No, you can be of any fitness level for the hula hoop class and there's no age limit. It isn't for children, it's just for adults. I mean, like children can come along if you feel like that would be all right for them to be in adults' company. But it's primarily for adults, and I'd love to see all ages of adults, teenagers to older people doing hula hoop. Anyone can do it.
Is there a cost?
So it's $10 for the hula hoop class, and you're very welcome to stay for the jam straight afterwards. And just for the jam, it's just $5 just to cover the hireage of the space. That's it.
Sounds awesome. Fantastic that we have this available in town. Even though I'm probably not going to take advantage of it, I just like knowing that this is happening.
Oh, come on. I'd love to see some more men.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it's the women who are the adventurous ones when it comes to stuff like that. All right. Hey, folks, we've been talking to Evelyn. If you want to know more, what can people do? Or just turn up to the old school.
At 5 p.m. today.
Okay. All right. And if you forget everything, it is on our What's On guide on raglanradio.com, so you can check out the times and dates there. And you're going to go through Christmas, New Year? You're going to have a break? You thought that?
I'm going to go through till December the 14th, and then we'll start up again next year. We'll see how we go.
Okay. All right. Thanks heaps for coming in.